For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. Kentucky Republicans are holding a presidential caucus this Saturday, and one of the big storylines will be how many voters turn out for the event. The GOP caucus is a change from the party's typical presidential primary in May. As Lisa Autry reports, whether or not the party continues to hold a caucus could largely depend on how many ballots are cast on Saturday.
More than 1.2 million registered Republicans in Kentucky have the chance to take part in Saturday's Republican presidential caucus. At stake are Kentucky's 46 delegates to the national convention. Predictions are only a fraction will turn out to cast their ballots.
I'm telling you, across the state, I've talked to any number of Republicans who don't even know there is a caucus.
That's Scott Hofstra of Elizabethtown, who chairs the Central Kentucky Tea Party. He's also the volunteer chairman for the Ted Cruz campaign in Kentucky. He says the voters who are going to the caucus are excited, but a little apprehensive.
Even if they're aware of it, they've not been very well informed about what the caucus is all about, how it's going to work, and the state just has not done a good job of getting the word out.
The Kentucky Republican Party set up a website and telephone hotline for voters to get more information ahead of Saturday. State GOP Chairman Mike Biaggi says he feels good about the public's awareness of the caucus.
The state party has been reaching out to local newspaper, local TV and radio. I've done over 100 media interviews just since the Iowa caucus with Kentucky media, as well as social media, and the county parties are working to promote it locally as well.
Mark Haynes is vice chair of the Barron County Republican Party. He says local parties simply haven't had the resources to promote the caucus.
There was actually not money appropriated to really publicize it. The conversations that I heard were that the candidates would largely spend the money to drive voter awareness, and it doesn't seem like that's actually happened.
Supporters of the caucus idea point to the fact that the state has been visited this week by Donald Trump and Ben Carson. Kentucky rarely receives such attention from presidential candidates during the primary season. Had he stayed in the race, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul would likely have motivated turnout. Freshman Brooke DeCesare is a member of College Republicans at Western Kentucky University. She was disappointed when Paul suspended his presidential bid.
He's a hometown boy for me from Bowling Green, so I've known Rand Paul and met him a few times, and I think he was an awesome candidate. But, he's been out of the race for enough time now that I think everyone's had some time to generate excitement for other candidates.
Unlike a lot of young people, DeCesare will vote in Saturday's caucus. Her candidate now is Marco Rubio. WKU political science professor Joel Turner helped conduct a recent poll that showed a split among the number of Kentucky Republicans engaged in the caucus.
Half the people we surveyed knew where their caucus location was. The other half didn't. And the question is, you're less than a week out. If you don't know where you're supposed to be going, are you going to take the time to learn at this point?
How many Republicans show up Saturday may determine if a caucus has a future in Kentucky. Again, Barron County Republican Party Vice Chair Mark Haynes.
The case was made to the State Central Committee to do this, and it was almost like a trial where we heard both sides. And my guess is after Saturday, the 25% that voted not to have it will say, "I told you so." And there will be a debate within the party to whether we do this again next year or not.
After Saturday, Kentucky Republicans aren't quite finished with their voting. They'll have to go back to their normal polling place in May to choose the GOP candidates for Congress and the state legislature. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.